Good morning. Welcome to Grace Lutheran Church. A special welcome to our guests and visitors this morning. Glad to have you with us. The entire service is printed for you in the folder. Your hymns are in the hymnal. We thank Pastor Fro this morning for guest pastoring for us while our pastor is on a week's vacation. We need to announce today that the congregational meeting, January the 13th, after service, will be held. Your packets are available in the narthex when you leave. Please pick one up so you know that what the meetings are going to be all about. Also, the church cleanup next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. And that's it. Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. When the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice, according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him, according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory for your and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Penuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Israel. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you in this Christmastide from God our Father and from our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We meditate today on the words of the gospel, especially with these three words in mind, depart in peace. In the name of Jesus, amen. Now the Christmas has come. And yet the church still has her children in this Christmastide understanding the work of Christ has only just begun. We have coming up the circumcision and naming on the eighth day, which for us lies in the future. For he will save his people from their sins, so he is named Jesus. But today, as it were, due to a quirk of the church calendar, out of our chronological order, the Sunday readings today reach forward 40 days to the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Now, of course, you are aware that this is but the first of many appearances that Jesus will make in the temple, culminating in Holy Week. But this one is his first, and it is filled with prophetic fulfillment and significance. For the mystery of the incarnation continues in the temple as the infant priest of all humanity makes his appearance there. The temple was the place where lambs were brought as sacrifice for sin or as Passover lambs to be slaughtered. Here, God's newly born lamb appears, promised from eternal years, 40 days old, to be redeemed, that is, to be bought back as the firstborn in accordance with the law of Moses. Imagine that, God buying himself back. And so it is. Mary and Joseph came to offer the prescribed sacrifice, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, the poor person's sacrifice of redemption. For every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. Every firstborn son anticipated God's son coming in flesh. And now God's son fulfills that sacrifice. The Redeemer is redeemed by the blood of two turtle doves under the law. Though sinless, yet for sinners' sake, he became their sin. He becomes your sin, my sin. The sinner in place of sinful humanity, that is who this little one is. He joins the human race not only to share our flesh and blood and bone, but also to take up our burden under the law of his Father. And so the Redeemer is redeemed. Waiting to greet him are two old covenant believers, Simeon and Anna. Perhaps because Simeon had been told that he would not die until he had seen the Christ with his own eyes, he is oftentimes thought of, at least in my mind, perhaps in yours, and he is very often painted in pictures as an old man. But there is no proof for that in the scriptures, at least none I could ascertain. So one can only imagine what it was like for Simeon to walk about the temple day after day, wondering if this was the day, waiting, watching. And he embodies the whole Old Testament as he watches for the coming of the fulfillment of Israel's hope. How his heart must have quickly beat, maybe even skipped a beat, as Mary and Joseph came to the temple carrying their 40-day-old son. Perhaps the Holy Spirit whispered to his spirit, "This is the one for whom you have been waiting." Simeon, we are told, gathered the little child in his arms, lifted his eyes to heaven, and sings out his song of thanksgiving, "Lord, Master, now let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of all people." Simeon's time of waiting has come to its end. You can almost hear the relief in his voice. His eyes had seen the Lord's salvation. Not unlike Job, who cried out, "And with my eyes I shall see in my flesh, though worms have destroyed my body." Simeon's arms had embraced and lifted up the Savior. The tiny child, the redemption of Israel, the salvation of all people, the world's Redeemer. Only faith created by the Holy Spirit could perceive this. Faith worked by the Holy Spirit through the word and promise of God. Only faith could see through the humility, the weakness, the poverty, and gaze upon the face of God. Death and the cross hang over this scene, almost like a cloud. Simeon tells Mary, "Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and the rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed." There is no neutral position with this child, no middle ground when it comes to Jesus. You either trust him with your life and put salvation in his hands, or you do not. You cannot reshape him, reinvent him, or, to use language of today, revision him the way you would have him be. You can only receive him as he comes for you, your Savior, your Lord, your Christ, your Redeemer. You either rise with him or you fail without him. There is no neutral place. Mary, too, would feel the bitter pangs of the cross. A sword shall pierce your own soul also. She would see her son crucified, and what sorrow and anguish that must have been. No parent wants to attend the death of a child. What a burden it must have been for Mary to stand in front of his cross and watch his life ebb away. Yet even here in the temple, on her son's 40th day, she is reminded that he does not belong to her. She and Joseph were there to buy him back from God, to redeem him with two turtle doves. May we please have him back for just a little while? There is a temptation in Christmas time to dwell on things cute, things glorious, magnificent and glittery, the manger, the newborn, the adoring shepherds, the angels. But we are reminded very quickly in the Gospel of St. Luke that the work of redemption is always bloody work. On the eighth day, New Year's Day, Jesus was circumcised under the law and given his name, Jesus. On the 40th day, he is redeemed by blood in the temple as he takes your place under the law, and his blood frees you from slavery to sin, death, and from the power of the law to condemn. It is time now for you and for me and for all God's people to go back to the realities of our vocations with all the ambiguities, the uncertainties, the griefs, the sin which came with us to this Christmastide. Do you feel that burden of sin, your sin, or the sins of others upon you? If so, then learn from Simeon. Learn to wait patiently on the Lord. Learn to listen and know his word. Learn that the Christ has come to you and for you. Simeon was privileged to touch the child, to behold him with his own eyes, to look to Jesus, to see the face of God. As God's people who come into His presence in this place, the church in her liturgy teaches you to speak like Simeon, singing and sighing your words of prayer. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace, according to your word, for my eyes have seen thy salvation. Do you recognize the portion of the liturgy where you too say these words of Simeon? This is your hymn, your prayer, your praise, your thanksgiving as you depart from the altar, having placed in your hand, in your mouth, that body and that blood given and shed for you. Oh, taste and see, you are told, that the Lord is good. You have heard the words personally addressed, my body for you, my blood shed for you. The body and blood conceived by the Holy Spirit, that body and blood born of the Virgin Mary, laid in a manger, nailed to a cross, raised from the dead, glorified at the right hand of God the Father. This He gives to you, poor, sinful beings that we are, for food and drink. And like Simeon, you sing your song of release, of freedom. Lord, now let me depart in peace. Like Anna and Simeon in the temple, you have, by the grace of God, been given to embrace this child of Bethlehem in word and sacrament. And having embraced him in the open, empty, receiving arms of faith, you are now prepared to sing, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in true faith in this Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.